Tariq Mahana is being held without bail this morning, pending a hearing next week. The Sudbury resident is facing federal charges of conspiring to carry out terrorist attacks in the U.S. Mahana, who is a dual U.S.-Egyptian citizen, was arrested in his home in Sudbury early yesterday. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on the man at the center of this case.
Tariq Mahana graduated from the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy last year. His father is a professor there. The 27-year-old has also worked as a math and religion teacher at an Islamic school in Worcester, where colleagues say he's a sweet guy loved by his students. In Sudbury, on the quiet tree-lined cul-de-sac where Mahana lives with his parents, neighbors say they're surprised to hear of his arrest. Mike DiMacco lives just across the street. He says other than the occasional wave, he really doesn't know the man federal prosecutors say was planning a violent jihad.
I guess it's surprising, but who knows if it's true or not, honestly. We'll find out in court, I guess. But I mean, I feel like maybe he got his path crossed with the wrong person at one point. Maybe that's what had happened or something.
As DiMacco and his friends watch reporters and cameras and satellite trucks gather in front of the upscale yellow home, a black town car arrived to whisk Mahana's mother, Suad, past reporters to her son's court appearance in Boston.
Ma'am, can you repeat that about your son? What you were saying about your son, ma'am?
The best son, the best friend.
You did.
He has a very good heart.
But that's not the description prosecutors are using. They say Mahana, along with another man, tried to join terrorist groups in Iraq, Yemen, and Pakistan. When they were refused admission, they allegedly began planning acts of terrorism on U.S. soil. One alleged plot involved an attack on two prominent elected officials, described as formerly being in the executive branch. Acting U.S. Attorney Michael Lauck says Mahana, the other man, and their co-conspirator also planned to randomly shoot people at shopping malls.
Mahana and his co-conspirators ultimately abandoned this plan because they could not obtain the automatic weapons they thought necessary to effectively carry out such an assault.
Federal authorities have dealt with Mahana before. When he was arrested at his home early yesterday morning, he was out on bail on other federal charges that he'd lied to the FBI concerning the whereabouts of a friend who was a suspected terrorist. After his arrest for that in November of last year, Mahana developed a cult following among Islamic civil rights groups and websites. One site published a letter they say he wrote from prison at the time, thanking his supporters. Today, Tariq Mahana is behind bars on new charges. He'll remain held without bail until his next court appearance on October 30th. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.